This is News Talk.
Well, there's one woman's tragic end on the front of pretty much all of the papers this morning, including the Irish Daily Mail. Mother's pain as she tried to save Nadine. This is the family of Nadine Lott, who wept and hugged in court after justice was served on the ex-partner who beat her to death in a relentlessly vicious attack. The jury returned a guilty verdict in the murder trial of Daniel Murta, who beat Nadine so badly that she was completely unrecognisable. That's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. It's also on the front of the Irish Sun, which has a photograph of Nadine's family and friends at court yesterday, all wearing masks with Nadine's name on the front of the mask. And the headline there is "Our Relief." The Irish Daily Mirror has a quote, "Growling animal guilty of Nadine murder," and a photograph of Daniel Murta from Dublin, who beat his ex-girlfriend to death in a frenzied attack at her apartment. So that, as I say, is on the front of a lot of papers this morning following the result of the trial yesterday. The other main story is about COVID restrictions and cabinet subcommittee meetings and all this stuff. So we have a cabinet subcommittee meeting today. They'll get, obviously, the details of the Delta variant, the latest projections from Dr. Tony Houlihan. They'll also discuss vaccines and things like that. One would assume that the outdoor dining will crop up given what happened during the week. Just extraordinary that we're into Friday and we're yet to really hear from a senior minister on what has gone on this week and the fallout from the Catherine Zappone event. That might change later today, but the front of the Irish Times says that ministers will push for a resumption of church ceremonies. Apparently several government ministers want to push for resuming First Communions and confirmations. As the Irish Times says, as controversy continues over a perceived inconsistency in public health guidelines around gatherings, while sources have said resuming communions and confirmations was not officially on the agenda for today's Cabinet Subcommittee meeting, a number of ministers are now pushing for new guidance for the ceremonies. And I suppose they'll want to give some good news after today's meeting, given the week that the government has had. A senior source said there is now a strong case to be made for setting a date and allowing such services to recommence. Obviously, that would need full cabinet approval, but the first step would be for the subcommittee, who are the people really who make the decisions, for them to approve it. Then it goes to cabinet. Other people would say, well, you know what? A number of very senior bishops in the country have said, go ahead with the communions. So does it really matter what government ministers say on it if the bishops say, go ahead? The other aspect, obviously, of the Cabinet Subcommittee meeting will be about the hospitality sector. And the Irish Independent says this morning that the government is going to face a backlash from the hospitality industry for leaving it in the dark for over a month on rules that would have allowed businesses to host outdoor parties of up to 200 people. And obviously, they would have lost out on money, because if you had the facilities to have gatherings of 200 people, you could have made a lot of money. But they've now lost out on it because they only got the word during the week from the Attorney General. HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid, who will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, he intervened yesterday to ask the public to ignore all the confusion and frustration caused by Catherine Zappone's party in the Merion and keep their guard up. And the Restaurants Association of Ireland Chief Executive Adrian Cummins is accusing the government of doing his members out of money by not telling them that they could host large outdoor parties for up to 200 people before now. So a lot of anger there, as you would imagine. The Irish Examiner goes through what we saw yesterday around Danny Healy Ray's pub, and Danny Healy Ray is refusing to comment on a photo of him serving pints to a crowd inside his pub in Kilgarvan 10 days before indoor dining resumed. The photo was posted by a wedding photography agency and it's captioned "Pints on Dad" and appears to show a wedding party inside the Jackie Healy Ray pub in Kilgarvan. Among those photographed in the picture is fellow TD Michael Healy Ray, and this was a big family wedding, and there's a lot of controversy about the Healy Ray wedding and about this pub, but at the moment Danny Healy Ray not commenting, and they are going to investigate it or whatever, but there's no comment on it so far. Irish Examiner also has a front page story about comments made by Ryanair about Cork Airport. Cork could miss out on the post-pandemic recovery recovery which the rest of Europe will experience due to the planned closure of the city's airport for essential runway works. That's according to Ryanair. Ryanair CEO Eddie Wilson will be on News Talk Breakfast, so no doubt he'll be asked about that. Elsewhere in the Examiner, it has a report that an increasing number of men in their 60s and 70s are seeking help from domestic abuse support services. Men's Aid Ireland Chief Executive Katrina Bentley said that in recent months the organisation has noted an increase in older men seeking help while in abusive relationships. And I suppose one aspect of that would be maybe it's on the rise. The other aspect would be maybe more men, specifically older men, are aware of the service and now aware of the help that's out there for them. But anyway, they're getting a lot of contacts from older men. And obviously it will again shine a spotlight on the fact that, first of all, refuge services, there aren't just enough of them in the country. There aren't enough refuge beds in the country. And certainly for men, there are very few, if any, available to them. More bad news for housing, and it's not something you would expect. So obviously we hear the whole time about a housing crisis in Ireland. Here's a new aspect to it. In the Irish Independent, construction companies are warning that Ireland's housing crisis will be further affected because of a shortage of timber. The Construction Industry Federation, Forest Industries Ireland and the Hardware Association of Ireland have said a shortage of timber is leading to a rise in construction costs, and it could be putting up to €15,000 extra on the price of a house. The lack of supply isn't due to the pandemic or Brexit, but they say it's because the Department of Agriculture is not issuing enough licences for planting and felling trees. So that's the reason why there's a shortage of timber. Excuse me, the Department of Agriculture didn't respond to requests for comment last night. Now, Kelly Harrington, of course, all over the papers this morning, guaranteeing herself at least silver. All the papers went to Portland Row yesterday, chatting to locals. And now the focus turns to what do we do Sunday morning and how will people watch and how could they celebrate? Well, the Star says that although there will be no big screen showing of Kelly Harrington's Olympic final fight on Sunday, there will be a, quote, safe but spectacular homecoming in place early next week. Obviously, local residents disappointed not having her final shown outdoors on a big screen. Local councillor Neil Ring, who's a friend of the Harrington family, he said that the locals understand that the risks far outweigh the benefits. So obviously they want to have a big homecoming, no matter what. I mean, she's guaranteed silver now. They'll have to do something, but it won't be the typical amazing homecoming that you would expect for Kelly, unfortunately. But as Neil Ring says, Kelly works in a hospital, so she absolutely understands herself the importance of staying safe. The Mirror this morning has a fascinating insight into long life. An Irish woman who's the oldest lady in London has revealed that the secret to her long life is hard work and whiskey once a week. This is Betty Spear, who celebrated her 108th birthday yesterday. She was born in 1913 and she's still doing the Irish jig, or certainly she was a few years ago. And she said that the key to her longevity is keeping active and drinking a good strong cup of tea, not the watery stuff. Fair play to her. Lovely photographs in the Mirror as well. One final story for you coming from the Irish Daily Star this morning, and this probably won't come as a surprise to you. Staying with Betty likes a tipple, I'm sure some of the rest of you like a tipple too, but you'd be aware of how expensive alcohol is in this country compared to others. And now it turns out that Dublin is the world's fifth most expensive city for buying a beer. This is according to a new study by money.co.uk, and it's compiled a list of the world's cheapest and priciest cities for the privilege of a beer. From Argentina to the Czech Republic, the cost of beers might even influence your next city trip abroad, they say. No surprise Dublin making the list. The top cities for the most expensive beers: San Francisco, €6.74 excuse me, for a pint of beer there. Melbourne, €6.13. Boston, €5.90. And London, €5.89. Dublin comes in fifth place, €5.53 for a pint of beer. If you want somewhere cheap, Argentina, €1.38. And followed by Prague and the Czech Republic, €1.58 for a pint of beer. There we go. That's our look at the morning papers this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.